The nation's final primaries are now in the books. Voters in Delaware, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island finally chose their nominees last Tuesday. New Castle County Executive Mike Meyer easily defeated Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long by just over 10 percentage points in the Delaware Democratic gubernatorial primary. Ms. Hall Long was saddled with campaign finance issues after failing to report funds directly paid to her husband. Mr. Meyer will now become the prohibitive favorite to defeat the new Republican nominee, State House Minority Leader Mike Ramone. The open New Hampshire governor's race ended as expected, and Republican former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte and Democratic ex-Manchester Mayor Joyce Craig will battle in November to replace retiring GOP Governor Chris Sununu. This will be a highly competitive general election campaign. Within the last week, polling has been released confirming earlier surveys that Nebraska Republican Senator Deb Fischer is in a surprisingly tight race with independent candidate Dan Osborne. The senator is taking action. Her campaign has launched an attack ad against Mr. Osborne, questioning his independent credentials, tying him to Senator Bernie Sanders, attacking him on abortion and the Green New Deal, and calling him, quote, a Trojan horse, unquote. The Fisher offensive move suggests that the campaign's internal polling confirms what the public polls have reported, that a surprisingly close race is unfolding. For the first time since Emerson College's late January poll, the survey research entity's most recent study of the Ohio Senate race projects Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, leading businessman Bernie Moreno, by only a 2-point margin, 46-44%. Even though former President Trump leads in all polling by 9-10 points, Senator Brown has maintained, until now, a stable 5-point edge. Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears late last week officially announced her 2025 gubernatorial candidacy. It is most likely that she and U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger, who appears to be unopposed for the Democratic nomination, will square off in the open general election. Though Virginia limits its governors to one term, the only state to do so, its other constitutional offices of lieutenant governor and attorney general have no such limit. In fact, incumbents in the other offices can serve as many terms as they desire. Finally, term-limited Delaware Governor John Carney won't be leaving public life. Though he cannot succeed himself as the state's governor, Mr. Carney will now become the mayor of the state's largest city, Wilmington. His victory in Tuesday's Democratic primary guarantees him the position because he is unopposed in the general election. This is not the first time we've seen a governor later become a mayor. Years after leaving the California governorship, Jerry Brown would later be elected mayor of Oakland. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.